Okay, I'd like to go to my scripture reading to you today. My scripture reading is taken in 1 Corinthians, and it's one of the, the best well-known chapters of all of the Bible. It's one which we can never read enough or never speak enough of, and it's the 13th chapter. So let's start reading at verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as also I have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love. Abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these wonderful loves. Wonderful words that explain to us the importance of love. And Heavenly Father, we know that we cannot have enough of love in our mind and in our hearts. Love for you, love for our neighbors, our friends, our church, our brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit, your supernatural help, in having us to have greater love for all of these. And Heavenly Father, bless these words that we speak and help them to help all of us as you would have. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. My key verse of this is the chapter, is the 13th verse of this 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. So let's look at that. But now faith, hope, and love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. You know, we can't say enough about love. We cannot explain it enough. We cannot have enough of it in our hearts and in our minds. But as verse 13 says, love is the greatest. It's greater than hope. It's greater than faith. Faith, love, and hope. You know, faith brings us in to the knowledge of God. Faith brings us in to the truths of God. Faith can be said to be our doctrine. We have doctrinal beliefs, and people think of it as their faith or our faith in regard to others. I have several things that I'd like to point out, including in regard to our message on love. And the first is, what is the focus of our love? To me, I think the focus of our love in regard to our love for God, first and foremost, do we have God set up in our lives as being priority one? He should be. The focus of our love should be God, number one. And then closely behind that would be family. And then it would be our friends, our brothers, and sisters. And you know, today we celebrate the day. We celebrate this weekend, July the 4th, and independence. And we thank God that we live in a country that allows us to have the freedoms that we have and allows us to be able to come to a church and express our beliefs and have furthering of our truth and foundation for life. And so we thank God for our country and that He has always been a center of our freedoms. And we thank Him for that. And we are concerned about some of these freedoms being taken away. Some of these freedoms being jeopardized. And we also think in terms of our country not being the country that it once was in regard to our faith in God. And the distortion of our values seems to be deteriorating. And that very much concerns each one of us. So a focus of our love should be for God and for our beliefs in Him, for His influence in our country and in our family. And we want to know, we want to discuss how God's love is shown and how we react to our friends, our brothers and sisters in the church, that we have the kind of love continuing for all of those, our friends, our brothers and sisters, and our country. So the focus of our love should be in priority of God, of family, of friends, and of country. When we think of love, I know different ones would think of love in different regards, but love should be one of our primary motivators. It should be a motivation to us to know how important it is in God's Word, that it is just about above all the other characteristics that is talked about, and particularly in this chapter 13. Love is our motivator. It's our motivator to be all that God calls us to be. And when we think of love, I don't know exactly how you would describe love, but I always describe love as being that action word and outgoing concern that we have for others. And it doesn't matter if we're speaking of focusing on God, on our family, friends. Our love should be the primary motivator in our lives for all of these. the focus of our love. Love is our motivator and should always be our motivator. And then we think of the force of our love. How would you describe your force of love? I like to think of the force of love in regard to the one in the Bible that speaks of the primary concern for God, and speaking of God as being, speaking of God as being the one in which we are to worship with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength. So the force of our love would be everything that we have, all that we know, all that we do. Our utmost strength should be focused toward our love for these different areas of God, family, friends, and country. And then lastly, the results of our efforts in regard to having more love should be to be ourselves the very best that we can be. Come to the most truths in God's Word that we possibly can have in regard to our study. Be the best we can be to bring or take God's love to others. And for the purpose in regard to loving others, so that they then will come to the right knowledge of the truths and foundational beliefs, and so that they will then see their greater purpose in life in going and calling others and being the proper kind of witness for others to know and live for their better selves. And they will do this as our love to them flows and God works His will through us to them. And lastly, in speaking of our love for our country, that's important because our country, just as it has changed through the years and is in the process of changing, obviously, every year that goes by, then if we perceive that our country has changed for the worse, then we can see that through love and through God's Holy Spirit working through us, through our concern for our country, that our country can turn around and it can go in a better direction, just like it may have turned around and seems to have headed in the wrong direction. God's will can be done even through our country. Our country has been and needs to stay and return to a commitment to God and to righteous living. And we see that a lot of this has deteriorated. And we know that our country needs to come to its senses. And it needs to return to the Lord. And the very words of God in His Word lets us know that, and He speaks to us in saying, "Return to Me, and I will open My arms to you. I will receive you. Return to Me." In conclusion, I would like to look again at this verse 8 of my scripture reading. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. Do you notice the two things that are said that it will be done away. There are gifts of prophecy. They will be done away. Even tongues, it says, they will cease. That's just another way of looking at it, but done away could be used there too. And then knowledge, it will be done away. But in the end, the very first of that verse, love never fails. And God's word never fails. I would like to, in further conclusion, go to Psalms 133. And if David can get that, I would like for us to look at that together. Psalms 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beards, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. I don't know about you, but I think back in past years where we've had our meetings, our reunions, and I think Brother Mark or one of the other churches use this as one of their main scriptures in drawing people together, in saying that love never fails. And in saying that, let's go back to that first verse. There you go. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And that's how some of these fellowship meetings that we've had have been focused on, is our fellowship and our love to each other. That's my message to you today. And I would like for us to all stand, and then let's read the blessing of the Lord to us and us to each other. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen and amen.